Today's daf is Zvachim, Pei Ches, the last daf in this parak. So beginning with the Mishnah on Pei Ches and Rav, talking about the Kli Sharis and Mekadish. So says the Mishnah, Kli HaLach Mekadishin is HaLach. So if you have something that's used for a liquid, so it's Lach, that will be Mekadish and make sanctify literally the things that are Lach. Umidos Yovesh Mekadishos Es HaYovesh. And interesting, it doesn't use the word Kalim, use the word midos for yavish, the measurements for the yavish, the dry things, that will be mekadesh things which are yavish. Rashi explains why there's a change. Ein kli halach mekadesh es hayavish, but you can't have something that's used for a liquid be mekadesh as something that's used for dry. Vlo yavish mekadesh es halach. And the opposite is also true. Something that's used for measuring yavish, dry, would not be mekadesh something that's used for liquids. So if you have something that got a hole in it, a nekev, so if you can continue to use them for something that's similar to what you used them beforehand when they were still complete, so they whole, so then mekadshin, right? It's good, mekadshin. But if not, meaning you can't use it anymore, a mekadshin, it wouldn't make Kaddush, that which you put inside of it. V'chulan ein mekadshin ela b'kodesh. And all these things are, we're talking about not when it's only when it's in the actual Azara, but not when it's outside. The Rambam brings these halachas in Hilchos Pesuyah Hamukdashin. This is in Perek Gimel, Lach Yud Tes and Chof. It says, ein kli halach mekadshois es hayavish, right? V'lo kli hayavish mekadshis halach. B'med devar memorim b'midos halach v'hayavish shehaya b'mikdash. This is talking about when it's in the in the actual Beis HaMikdash. Kimosh v'arnu b'hilchos kli hamikdash, explained earlier. Ava b'mizrakos mekadshos halach v'hayavish. For something that is like a mizrako, so like we'll call the receptacles, right? That's what you use to catch the dam, and then you use that to put it onto the mizbeach. Ruchei sharas mekadshin dam hapostle likarib. And the kli sharas is mekadsh that which is dam apostle, that it could be brought. In halacha chaf, kol kli hasharas e mekadshin ela b'mikdash, right? We just said, it's only in the thing, right? In other words, if you take it outside of the Azar, it would not be Mekadesh. Ve'e Mekadeshin ela midas, it has to be done willingly. Ve'e Mekadeshin ela betochan, from things that are inside. Ve'e Mekadeshin ela shleimim, and it's only things that are when they're complete. Nikvu, this is what the Gemara was talking about. The Mishnah actually was if it has a hole in it. Im oisin me'em lachlan, shahaya oisin ve'heim shleimim, Mekadeshin. Fine. Ve'im lav, e Mekadeshin. Ein mekadshin ela malein. So it's only if they are filled. The Gemara is going to discuss this in a minute. Avahamidos ein mekadshin chaseros ela im daito lemalosam. But if the things when you're using to measure for the yavish, that's only if you're continuing to, if you had in mind to do that. V'im ein daito lemalosam, but you don't want to fill it up. Mekadshos lehipasel, it would make it mekadshos to. From apostle of a low likarver wouldn't actually be able to be makrabit on the mizbeach. So let's start the Gemara now. We'll see all these halachas the Rambam brought down for us. Amr Shmuel, lo shana elamidos ava mizrakos mekadshin. Everything we're talking about in the Mishnah that only applies to things that were used for the lach, right? What we example of that, oil, shemen, right? Yain, something like that. But the mizrakos, these. Like the cups, or whatever, that's what catches the dam from the korbanos. In that case, it would be mekadeshit. Shneimar shneihem meleim solas. Right, it's talking about the two of them are filled with solas, fine flour. So that's mashma that these cups, these mizrakos, also could be used for flour, which is dry. Amalei ravacha midiftil ravina mincha. Lacha hi. One second, a mincha is that's lach. That's something that's liquid. Why? Because you mix it up with the shemen, right? So therefore, he's saying you can't learn out the halacha from this for something that's totally yavish, right? Servina Omerle says bag lanitzuche el yavish shabu. No, we're talking about what the pasuk Shmuel quote was about, the yavish, the dry parts of the mincha, right? Meaning even if the flour that's in there is dry because it didn't get really mixed in with the shemen very well, that also would be mekadesh. So that's the first teretz. V'yibay seim, or I can tell you differently. Mincha legabe dam, when you're you know, you, when you have the mincha, even though it's mixed with the shemen, when you're comparing that to dam, ki yavesh dami, we consider it to be like yavesh, and therefore you could learn from the pasuk that the mizrachos would be mekadesh everything that is yavesh. Amar Shmuel. Another thing Shmuel says, klishare is a mekadesh in el shleimen, right? That when they're shalim, meaning they don't have this nekev, they don't have a hole in it. A mekadeshin el melein, and they only do it when they're full. A mekadeshin el mitochan, and only when they are filled up. Right now, when it just merely touches it from the outside, it has to be bifnim, inside. For amri lo, a mekadeshin el shleimin uleim bifnim. Right when it's they're whole, when it's filled up, and it's from the inside. But my binayu, so what's the nafkamina between these two versions? Ikubinayu, the practical difference would be as follows. Beirutze midos. So when you have something that's really like a heaping measure, that's what's called beirutze midos. There's a Rambam in Kli HaMikdash. Where is this? This is Perek Aleph, Yud Tes. Kol HaMidos HaElu. Right, if you have something that's a liquid, so then it goes inside and outside. But a kli yavesh has to be done something inside. Lefikach beirutze midos halach. So if you have these overflows of these like liquid things, so then that's kodesh. Beirutze midos hayavesh. We have the overflowing of the dry. That would be chol. That would not be. Be a kosher, would still be chol. I don't know how we translate that. Mundane, I guess, would be not the best translation, but okay, no. Fine. But masnis and tonas, right? And in the braisa we learned ein mekachin ela shleimin umaleim mitochan umifnim. Okay. Om Rabbi Asi, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Right. Now this is talking about the halacha that the klisharis would only. Mekadesh when it's only if it's full, lo shon elish ein daita lahosif, right? That's only when they don't have any, the Kohen's kavanah was he's not going to add anything that was already inside of the kli. Aval daita lahosif, but if originally he had in mind he's going to add on to it, rishon kodesh, then every part that he keeps adding on to it, that also becomes kodesh, no matter how small it is. Tanya nami hachi, I have a brisa that goes like this. Malayin, when it says that it's full, a malayin el shleimim. That's really just the same thing as talking about it's shalim, it's full. Rav Yosi, a masai, when does this apply? Bizman she'ein dait lahosif. Again, what we're saying all along, this is when the Kohen doesn't have any kavana that he's going to add on. Aval dait lahosif, but if the Kohen has in mind he's going to, yes, add on, rishon kodesh. So then each little bit that he adds on to it becomes kodesh. Okay. Ein klei halach mekadesh, right? Misha said that the if you have something that's used for a liquid that wouldn't work for to make kodesh something that's dry. So amra vitem ravasi a mekadeshin likoriv. You're right. Okay, when we're talking about it's not mekadesh, that means it doesn't make it good enough that you could be makrivit of a mekadeshin liposel, but it does make it good enough notice to disqualify them. In other words, if you would have something that was yavesh, and you put it into this kli, then it could become disqualified by anything else. But if you touched by, what would be an example, somebody who was a tful yom, or if they took it outside of the azara, so any one of these things that has an effect on it. It's not that it's just you know anything goes to it now. There is that's what it means when it says aval mekadshin liposo. Ikidemasne lo aha. So some learn that the halach is going on the following. Ein mavien menachos unesachim uminchas behema ubikurim min hameduma. Okay, so you can't bring any of these things, mincha, nesachim, any of these things, behema, right from the meduma. Well, what exactly is the meduma? So we'll see that in a second. You know, let me just finish up here. Ve'in tzarech lomer me'orla, and certainly you can't bring it from orla or kliya kerim. Vim hevi lo kidesh. But if you did bring it, then it is not going to be mekadesh it. Omravi tem ravasi lo kidesh li koriv. Same thing. No, it doesn't. It just makes it not good enough to be makrivit on the mizbeach. But aval kadesh li posel. But it would make it enough to make it posel. So that you know what it means, it can't be redeemed. That's what it means, right? You can't fix it after this. So over here, the Rambam in Yisur HaMizbeach, Perakei Halacha Tes, says the Rambam, he brings our Gemara, Eim avim menachus nesachim lo min atavel, v'lo min achadosh, kodem lo oimer, v'lo min hameduma. So you can't bring this the meduma, right? What's the whole point over here? Well, hold on, let's go weiter, we'll explain it a little bit. In other words, the idea is that it has to be something that everybody can eat from, not just the Kohanim, right? Ve'ein sarach loimer me'orla o'kliya kerem, mipnei shehu mitzvah haboa ba'veira, she'hakadosh baruch hu sona. Hashem does not like it when we do averas to steal from the rich, whatever it is, that's the klal. It's a whole sugya in Lulav HaGazel, but we're not going to be ma'arech in it right now. But it depends what the limitations are. This is okay. The im hevi, if he did bring it, lo niskad shuliyos ruuyin lekorvon ava niskad shuli posel vihiu kikadoshim shenifsalu. So the idea is that I'm going to come back to this. I'm going to come back to this, actually. Yeah, I apologize. Well, basically, what's the klal? This is Rambam in Trumas, where he explains that the korbanos have to come from something that's mutter for everybody to have, not only to the kohan. It's based in Gemara in Pesachim on Memches. But okay, let's go weiter. Tan Rabbanan. Kli kodesh shenikvu. Okay, so you had the kli sharis, and it got a hole in it. Ein matichin oson. We don't like melt them down in order to seal off this this hole. The ein matichin lesochan avar. We don't melt lead into them in order to fix it, right? Fix up. Nifkamu. If one of the kliim became pogum, it's damaged. So then ein masaknin oson. We don't fix it. Sakin shenifkam. If you had a knife that became pogum, damaged, ein mashchizin esapigim also. You don't sharpen it off the spot to fix nishmata. If the from Makos, when the blade falls off, separates from the handle, ein machazir nosa. We don't return it. We don't fix it up. Avishal oimer sakin mitarefes ha'isav b'mikdash. They had a knife they used to. It doesn't really mean. It's the same way we use the word treif, right? Treif literally means it's torn up, but it somehow became like a colloquial expression for anything that's not kosher, right? Yeah. So they had this knife that was mitarefes in the mikdash. The nimnu aleha kohanim v'gnazuha. So the kohanim, they voted on this. They had a democratic process, and they decided they're going to gonos. They're going to hide it up, right? We use the word treif. It doesn't mean they really treifed it up, but same thing. You have glat. Glat is Yiddish for smooth. It means that the lungs didn't have a sircha on it. There was no adhesions on the thing. So you see these advertisements. It's doch ridiculous for something like glat kosher ice cream. So what does that mean? That means the ice cream there was no adhesions on the lung of the ice cream. Glat just means people think it's like a higher standard. So treif over here doesn't mean really like it made treif. It just means like it used to mess things up. Okay. The Rambam's over here. Kli HaMikdash. Go back a second. Here we are in Perek Aleph, Yud Dalet and Tezvav. Kli HaKodesh Shenikvu Oish Nistaku Ein Sois Min Osan. Right? So you don't they get cracked, they come broken, so we don't close it up. Ella matichin osan va'osin osan chadashim. We melt it down. We make brand new ones for that, because it's like pasnish to have like little patchwork in the base of Migdash, right? The Rambam's going to say in the next halacha that this is the place of royalty. Some of the Meforshim explain when we talk about the Big Dikahuna on today's daf that there was purple. Purple was a sign of royalty, of malchus, that you wanted to be very impressive. It doesn't look nice in the base of Migdash to have patched up thing. In Halacha Tesvav, Sakin Shenishmat Min Hanitzav O Shenifgam, the knife got dislodged or became ruined, blemished, right? Ein machazibin oso, we don't return it, ve'ein mashachisin oso, we don't sharpen it to fix it. Ella gonzin, we hide it. Oso, betzad ha'echa, bein ha'kodesh la ha'ulam l'darom, ve'osin achem, we make new ones. key line, says the Rambam, she'ein anius b'makom ashirus, because there shouldn't be, like, you know, poor things, poverty here. It's not appropriate in a place of ashirus, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's house. So therefore, we want to do things in the nicest possible way, and we don't fix things up. We'll see that again by the big day kahuna, if they got soiled or something like that, to doing that. But that's our call. We don't want to have any signs of poverty in such a chosh of a place like this. Tan Rabbanon continues the Gemara. Big de kahuna ein oisin osam maase machat el maase orig. So when they used to make the big de kahuna, they didn't use a machat as a needle. They didn't stitch different things together, but it was all woven together. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, maase orig. It's woven work. Nizgalu, if they got dirtied up, you know, soiled, se ein mechabsin lo beneser belova aho. So if you had to launder these up, we didn't use Neser. Neser is a sodium carbonate, or oh, it's like a type of soap, right? These are like detergents they used to use to clean them up. So if it got soiled, you can't use that. Oh, he says then we're a behaiba mayim mechabsim. But one second, that's mashma that you can't use these detergents, but with water you could. So amra baye hachi kamri kamr. This is how you learn. Hugu b'mayim. If they got dirtied a little bit so that you could have cleaned them with water, in that case, then in those cases, that's when you can use these like soaps and the sodium carbonate. That's fine. Right now in Amid Bey's, but if it got so dirty that you had to use the laundry detergent, right, the what are they called, the steel wool, right, to get it out, so af the mayim a mechabs, then you can't even use it with water. Yeshamrim, and some say a little differently. No, we never washed it. Why? Said like the Rambam. Here's the source. She'ein anias b'malkam ashirus. Because, you know, you have the big day kahuna, and it only should be if it's clean. You don't walk things around. That's the Gemara says, talks about a Talmud Chacham is not supposed to walk around with stained garments. There's a certain kavod that we expect. It's not an Indian of Gaiv. It's just that a person should carry themselves in a respectful way, not to walk around. A Talmud Chacham should walk like Big Day Kahuna shouldn't be stained in any way. Okay, now, the one of the most, you know, famous Gemaras in Zvachim talks about the Big Day Kahuna and how each one of them is mechaper for a different a different avera. Okay, says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Me'il, right, that was like the robe used to wear, Kulo shel techeles hai, the whole thing was made out of techeles, Shne'emar, V'yases Me'il ha'efo kliel techeles, Shulav Ketzad, what were it's like the edge borders part of it, right? How was that done? Semevi techeles va'argwan v'salah shani shizurin. So this, they used to use the techeles and the purple wool and the red wool, and they would all be shizurin, means it was like intertwined together. Va'oisa osan kemin rimonim shalo pitchu pihim. And they used to make it into these little like rimonim, these pomegranates, that was in a way that shalo pitchu pihim, they hadn't yet opened up their mouths. It means they were like not yet ripe enough for the crown on top to open up. Uchemin kana'os shal kanasos shibaroshe tinoikos. And they used to make them like the cones on the helmets that were used on the heads of the kids when they used to fight. So they had this like type of like a little Roman headgear or something like that. And that's the way that they used to fashion them to make it look like these bottom bells on the me'il we're talking about. Okay. Umevi shivim ushnayim zagin shibahen, right? Shivim shnayim in balin. So they used to make 72 little bells. That was like the outer part of it from the gold, and then inside of them were the in balls, like the little, it's called the clapper, right? Vitola behen, and they would put them on these shulav. Shloshim v'shisha b'tzadzeh, shloshim v'shisha mitzadzeh. So 36 on each side. That's how you get to the 72. 36 plus 36. Rabbi Doisa Ayman Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Shloshim Mishishim Hai. No, the total was 36. Shmona Esrei Mitzadzeh Shmona Esrei Mitzadzeh. So it's a machlokes b'metzias as to what exactly, how is it made? There's a story they bring down. think it was from the Radziner. I might be the name wrong, but I believe he was in. He went into the Vatican, and they have the big de kahuna there. And we know there's a machloikis throughout Shas as to how exactly was the tzitz made, different days. And so they asked him that when he came out, he saw the real deal. And they asked him who was right, how is the tzitz made? Again, Kodesh LaHashem, how you spell the name, what level it's on, the lines, etc. So he said they were both right. They're both right. So obviously, Eilu ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, but here it seems like, at first glance, there's a Machlokas b'Metzias, was there a total of 36, was a total of 72 of these Rimonim. Okay. Omar Rabbi Anini Bar Sason, right? We're going to have a few statements from this Rabbi Anini Bar Sason. Kimachloikis Khan, like just like there's an argument over here as to the total number of Rimonim on the Mi'il. Kach Machloikis Bimaros Negoyim. So too, that's a Machloikis about the number of different shades of Negoyim Noart. It's none. Maras Negoyim Rabbi Doise Ben Chan Horkanes Omer Shloshim Mashisha. He holds that there were 36. Akavia Ben Mahalil Omer Shivim Ushnayim. Right, there were 72. So we see that the Negoyim, why they would come for, and what the Me'il was Mechaper for, makes perfect sense that these two Machloikas are parallel. The number of shades of Negoyim would parallel the number of bells. Okay, so let's work this out now. For Omer Rebbe Anini Bar Sason, famous Gemara, Lamanis Mechu Parshas Karbonos, the Parshas Big Day Kahuna. Why is there a juxtaposition, a smichas of Parshios, between the Karbonos and the Big Day Kahuna? Right? Again, this is the Karbonos is the first seven prakim in Sefer Vayikra, and then you get the Big Day Kahuna is in Perakhes. So Loi Melacha, to teach you the following lesson. Ma Karbonos Mechaprin, af Big Day Kahuna Mechaprin. Just like the Karbonos bring Kapara, so too the Big Day Kahuna are Mechaper. So what does each one do? Says the Gemara, the Kesonis is Mechaperes al Shvichas Dom. Right, that is for murder. Shneemar veyish chatu seir izim veyit belu al hakutones bedam. Right, so essentially talking about Yosef and his brothers, who talks about that they shechted this the goat, then they put the dam, and the ketones is mentioned there as well. Michnasayim, these special types of pants. Mechaperes al gili arayis. The pants are mechaper for that place of the body that engages in gili arayis. Shneemar va'ase lahem michnasei vad lechasos bosar erva. You make for them these pants in order to cover their bosar erva. Mitznefes, that's the headgear. Mechaperes al gasei haruach. That's for the coin is arrogant, right? Minayin, how do you know that? Amr Chanina, Yavodava Shebegova V'yechaper Al-Goiva. So something that's high up, meaning on the head of the coin, so that should also be mechaper for something that's elevated, meaning a person's elevated heart. The Avnate, that's the Gartel, that's the belt, mechaper Al-Hirhur Halev. That comes to be mechaper for inappropriate thoughts of the heart. Heched Eisei, right? Because that's where it is, right? There actually is a discussion in the as to that the avnate seemed to be worn by the elbows, right? We saw the Gemara. So somewhere the gartel higher up, not like where the belt is by the pants, but they were a little bit higher up. If you've seen the Chassidus Yid, and that's what it's based upon. Okay, choshen. So what's the choshen? That's mechaper al hadinim. That's for improper dinim, judgments. Shneemar v'asisa choshen mishpat. Asisa choshen mishpat going together. Eifod mechaper al avodah zara. That's a kapara for idol worship. Shneemar ein eifod utrofim. So it says like this, there's no eifod or the trofim. So what it means is that if there's no eifod, meaning the sin of trofim, i.e., right, avodah zarah would be found, but you can be medayi from there. If there is an afo, then there would not be any avodah zarah. Me'il, the robe, mechaper lashon hara. That, as we just saw, because the previous gemara talked about the different shades in the goyim, and the goyim comes, saras comes for lashon hara. So you see that the me'il, which had the bells, that's how the connection between the two gemaras. Me'nayin, where do you see that the me'il gives kapara for speaking lashon hara? So amra bechanina yavodava shibakol, let the thing that has a voice to it v'yechaper al kol hara, to be mechaper, meaning the bells made noise when the kohen would walk around. Vitzitz, what is that? Mechaper al azus peponim. That comes from being brazen. By the tzitz, it says v'hai al meitzach Aharon, right? It's by it's on Aharon's forehead. V'azus ponim k'siv, when it talks about being arrogant, brazen, meitzach isha zona hayaloch, right? Pasuk in Yirmiyah talks about that the woman's zona she has a certain brazenness to her as well. Now that we went through in Darshan what each one of these was mechaper for them was, is that really true? For Amar Yehoshua ben Levi, shnei devarim lo matzin lehen kapara b'korbanos. There are two things that korbanos are not mechaper on, matzin lo kapara b'makom achenes. Therefore, we find the kapara for these two averos in a different place. Ve'elu hey, and that's shvichas damim v'loshen hara. Right. So you see that there's not mechaper by the big day kahuna, but rather or the korbanos. So you have to get it from another place. What are they? So shvichas damim me'eglarufa. Right. That's the case where we're familiar with the Chumash describes where there's an unidentified corpse. So they do this whole procedure, and they identify. They say Yadenu Shafchas Adam Hazeh. Right? We didn't do it. So that's the kapara for Shvichas Damim V'Lashon Hara Miketaris. So the Ketaris is mechaper for the Lashon Hara. Detani Rabbi Chananya minayin leketoros shemechaperes shneemar v'yitein es haketoros v'yechaper al ha'am. Right, so that's the source that the ketoros was a kapara for everybody. Detani debei Rabbi Yishmoel alma ketoros mechaperes. What does it actually kapara do? Al lashon hara. So yavadav shebechashoy v'yechaper al ma'aseh chashoy. Let the ketoros, which is done by the kohen, he's by himself, and that's going to be mechaper for the lashon hara that was spoken privately. So what comes out is like this, though. Kasha lashon hara lashon hara. Now we have a stira. What was it? According to Inibar Sasson, so it was the me'il that was mechaper for lashon hara. Now we're saying it's the ketores. Kasha shvichas domim shvichas domim, and then you have a stira between the shvichas domim because we said that the ketones was mechaper, and now we're saying no, that it is the egla arufa, right? That's the kasha shvichas domim shvichas domim. There's no lo kasha. Not there. By shvichas damim habidiyade leman katle. When we know who did it, that's when you have the ketonis. Ha, but the other case of the what's it called? Eglarufa de lo yadia man katle. That's the whole point. We don't know who did it. Some of the Rishonim learn. That's why we do so. This whole pomp and a lot of fanfare to try to generate a buzz, and people start talking about it, and it'll lead to clues, and we'll discover who killed it. But that's the whole point. We don't know who did it. So we're asking 1 second. Idi de man katle. If you know who really killed it, bar katolahu. That guy's chayv misa. So you're going to kill him. No, it must be a case of b'meziv lo asrube. The guy did it on purposely, right? But the witnesses didn't give him a hasra, so you can't they can't execute him, right? So therefore, the rule is you're not allowed to punish without hasra. V'lashon hara, lashon hara, nami lo kasha. There's no contradiction between the two cases of lashon hara. Ha betzina, ha befarhesia. Right? The ketores was when it did privately, but the what's it called? The me'il is when it's done before Hesia. That's when it's out loud and everybody hears about it and everybody knows about it. So that's like the kol, the voice, the noise, I should say, the sounds that emerge from the me'il. There's a fascinating Ben Yehoyada. You know, we haven't had him for a while. You know, skips from like Daf Samech Aleph up to we had a big skip, but now we get, at least we have something to say over on this famous Gemara. So he has an interesting mahalach as to each of these, why that beged in the name of that beged, mostly how that works in with the avera that it's mechaper for. I'm going to skip the part at the beginning. He talks about the spheros. Where should we pick it up from? I'm going to pick it up on the michnasayim al gili arayis. Right, nearly b'siyata d'shmayim michnasayim osios kanes mayim. Right, michnasayim can be as kanes mayim, which means literally the water enters. Hu hazera she nikra mayim kashlichu ha'adam bebia asura shel erva. So that's like the zera comes like a water with the prohibited erva. Kanes va'osif osel tikanto aide michnasayim. So the michnasayim is the osios that fixes that avera. But Amr, the next one is the Avnid al Hirhur Halev. So he explains like this: nearly b'siyata d'shmaya haguf nikra tan. Right. So those the tes and the nun are two letters of the name Avnid. K'moshe Amr Chazal, the Gemara says, tav lemeitav tandu. Right. That we it's a difficult Gemara to understand at face value, but it means Tav Meitan Tanda, that a woman would, in certain regards, be happier to be with a less desirable husband rather than to remain alone. And it says V'halev hu av l'chol evarim shel guf. The heart is the father for all those. So that's why it's called Av Nate, right? Osios Av Tan, right? Shnikra Shnisakin Halev Ba'av Nate. So that's the idea of the Hirchor Halev, why it's fixed from the Avnate, and that's Merum is in the name itself. Right, umasha amar choishin al hadinim. Right, we saw that the Gemara said for inappropriate halachas. Ki basiyas hadin lamata yishtok veinuach hasatan shloi katrig lamala. When you make a din down here, so the satan, who is the yetzer hara, who is the malach hamavis, he can't make any kitrugim, he can't make any accusations up above. Vidua hasatan ramuz ba'os shin. That the satan is hinted at in the letter shin. Shehu mispar yetzer. That's the gematria of the word yetzer. Vizel Choshen, if you look at the letters of Choshen, that's Noch Shin. It's stopped, it's rested the Shin, it's rested the Satan, he cannot be Mekatrig. The Ephod Mechaper al Avodah Zarah. Right? So it continues nearly Misata Shemaya, ki Avon Avodah Zarah Yesh Bo Tarte Af. There are two types of anger that happens with Avodah Zarah. Dahainu al Hamaisa, one is on the actual action of the Avodah Zarah, and the thoughts that accompanied the Maisa. Vizeh Ephod, that's the letters Ephod, or the Osios, Du Af, Dalad Vav, right? Dahainu Du, Ratzlomer Shnayim, right? Many times you have the Gemara in Erevin, that all the cases of Du, where it means two. So Ephod is the Osios of two angers. Okay. Maybe we'll just do one or two more. Me'il alashin hara nearly b'satah shmaya ki bal lashin hara poigim b'peh shesham sharibina shehu soed hey rishonin shebashem havaya baruchu shenikra mi v'zel me'il al mi. Okay, fine. V'hatzit mechaper al azus ponim, that the tzitz is for brazenness, ki yedua b'ponim yesh tzura af. That means I'm b'fnim. Sorry, in the letter. The tzuras aleph shehu vav ushne yudin. Right, that's, I read that wrong. It's the aleph. If you look at it, you can see three letters in there. You see the vav going diagonally across. You see one yud on top and one yud on the bottom. Saaf beponim. That's what it is. Yesh choitim shehu dugmas vav. On your nose, you have your face has a nose which is like a vav. It's long and straight. Yesh shne inayim, and you have two eyes. Shehem tzuras shne yudin. That's like the two eyes. Okay, so the aleph on your face is your, the vav is the, your nose, and then your two eyes, the two yuds. V'yadua ki os aleph ramuz bo mispar ha'aleph. So the letter aleph is a hint to the word aleph, which means a thousand. Where do you find that? So that's the Dasakini Bal Hetosos, and the very first pasuk in the Torah, Breishis Brakim Asa Shemayim V'Asa Aretz. You have six times the letter aleph. So that's six times of Aleph, that's the source, a remes for the world existing 6,000 years. So he explains that's it. Ki tzitz, ola the mispar Aleph. The gematria of tzitz is a thousand. How do you know that? Sheh tzadi ha'acharon, shel osius manzpach, mispar tof tof kuf. Do you have a final tzadi, is a gematria 900, and the tzadi in the yud, what that is, 90 plus 10, that gives you 1,000, and that brings us to the end of the comment and the end of the parak. Hadar alach, mizbeach mekadesh. Mirat Hashem, we'll start tomorrow, the famous sugyas of Tadr, Sheina Tadr, Tadr Kodem.